This week on WISO, we're remembering the 2019 Memorial Day tornado disaster and its impacts. Among the hardest hit Miami Valley communities last year was Northridge. That's where Beth Wentz and Timothy Walker raised their two children. On the night of the storm, Wentz and the kids huddled together in the basement as a massive EF4 twister destroyed the house all around them. Walker had just started third shift at a Clayton warehouse when his sister-in-law called. She said the house was gone, but his family had survived. In this interview, WISO recorded 6 months later, Walker recalls rushing home on pitch-black highways to find his family.
When I first saw you and Hendrickson storm, and I realized you guys were safe physically, it was powerful. I mean, I was panicking the whole way home, but I think just seeing you guys and knowing that we were all together, we were okay, that meant a lot to me.
I don't think I've ever been so close to death in my life. It like still hasn't stopped. Like you don't rest well because all of our beds, and we're blessed to have beds, but they're all used beds. So it makes it hard to try to catch up on your sleep after you've been through a traumatic experience. I miss things like a hot bath. You're just so tired and you hurt and you're trying to wash and clean, and just what little you did salvage, down to even a nail polish or a kid's toy has to be scrubbed down in the tub and then dried, and it's just like never ending work. It just seems like every single day is just trying to put pieces back together.
One thing I found out about you that I knew all along but was just really driven home is how strong you are and how brave you are, because you saved not only your life, but the lives of both of the kids, not to mention the six dogs. You know, you're a real hero, not just to me, but to a lot of people. So thank you for that.
You still bring me flowers just to try to make me feel better. Or you make my coffee in the morning. The fact that as tired as you are, that you still get up and go to work and work overtime, and you have a lot on you because I'm not working, like everything is on you to get us into the new place. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you. You're a nurse, you're a caregiver, but you need to take care of yourself first. So someday you'll be ready to go back to work, but ain't no rush. It's hard to see you upset. It's hard to see the kids upset. Dealing with the stress or the sense of loss or the PTSD, there's no real way I can make that hurt go away. And, you know, some days are better than others. I mean, some days everyone can kind of put it aside and relax a little bit and enjoy themselves. And then other days they can't. It's been real hard on all of us. So what would make you feel whole again? Just to try to imagine getting through the day without that veil of anxiety that covers everything right now.
Normal again, our normal. A house, the dogs, the kids. Hot dog on the grill. Drinking a beer, relaxing with our family. Waking up in your own bed and planting flowers. Putting up permanent things in your life. And that's like where my comfort comes from, I guess. Just having something that's yours that people can't take away.
That'd be nice.
This story was produced by Jess Mador.